The podcast that you're about to enjoy is part of the Low Tree Studios podcast network. To enjoy more great podcasts like this one, visit lowtreestudios.com.
It's been a while. From Low Tree Studios, featuring topics that serve as an informative and entertaining break from life's daily grind, this is the Jason and Mindy podcast. My name is Jason.
And my name is Mindy.
Hello, wife. Coming up, I will share the way music makes you feel. And by you, I mean us. I've got today's scoops and I've got coffee questions, stuff about coffee.
Nice.
One of my favorite things.
Mine too.
And Mindy will share
the richest people in the world and the most overrated tourist attractions. Yeah.
Have you reviewed the list?
I have.
All right, we've been to any of these places?
Yes.
How many? A lot? Is it a lot? Is it a long list?
A couple.
Okay.
A couple, and I think we could have different opinions.
Okay, we could. All right, good. Of course, we will also share the question of the podcast, fun facts, and more. Welcome those of you listening on your favorite podcatcher and also on YouTube.
That is right.
We're back to video.
Yes.
And welcome, Mindy.
Thank you.
How are you?
I'm good.
It's been a while.
Yeah.
When was the last time we did this?
Before my birthday.
Man, happy birthday. Happy birthday to you.
Yeah. Yeah.
Did you have a good birthday?
I did not. Yeah.
Yeah, we'll get into that later. Yeah, some other
that's
time.
That's later.
Some other time. But yeah, we took a little break and well, there's a lot of reasons. We will go into some, we won't go into others, but one thing that we will go into is after some careful thought, we've decided to, as you can see, we're doing the YouTube thing. And so we're going to start doing live podcasting again via YouTube starting next week. Mm-hmm. So we're excited about that. We used to do that all the time. That'll take some rhythm, right? Paying attention to the chat.
It will.
we were looking through, I was looking at a past video, but it was 5 years ago. I think we were doing the video.
Yeah.
And it just fell flat, right? I was working too much and bands and I just couldn't keep up with, you know, the content. But we were using Mixlr at the time and I loved Mixlr. I thought Mixlr was great.
It was fun. We used a couple cool platforms, but you know, like everything, they only last for so long and things peter out, but we really enjoyed the live part of it.
Yep, for sure.
And so we'd like to bring that back and we have a really big surprise at the end of the podcast.
We're going to announce something at the end of this show. Which will also kind of tell you a little bit about what else we've been thinking about, why it's taken us some time to come back. But I promise you, from this point forward, it's going to be much more consistent. It won't be every other week anymore. It will be every week. You'll see our faces everywhere. And we want to encourage you because we're trying to build the YouTube page. We'd encourage you, even though you listen on your favorite podcatcher, which most people listen to the audio only, we encourage you to go to YouTube.
Which is fine.
It is fine. We encourage you to go to YouTube and like and subscribe. Mm-hmm. So like some of our videos. Check them out because they're, you know, I mean, it's just two people staring at each other. But you'll see our facial expressions.
Yeah. And how dumb we can be.
We can be dumb. I'm not even looking at my face right now. I'm not doing it. I don't want to look at my face.
Yeah. You know, I'm not a fan of looking at myself either on video. So
I do want to give a shout out to our neighbors because they love it when we talk about them. They're our good friends too, of course. They went to a place called Mercer Orchards. They went on a long 2-week journey.
They did.
They didn't have our podcast to listen to because we hadn't nothing new.
They did listen to the Honey Badgers.
Yeah, they did. Yes, that's right. That's right. That's out and available. We're kicking out a bunch of content out of that. That was fun. We had a good time on that. And we're doing video on that as well. So we'll probably start doing live streaming on that as well. We'll see how that goes. But they went to a place called Mercer Orchard and they gave us a cider. And it's pretty good. Cider's tough because it's a little sweet and a little tangy and I can't have too much of it. It sours my stomach a bit, but it's very tasty. This one is very, you can have one good one and you're good to go. So anyway, let's dive in. Anything else you want to chat about? We didn't really do much for your birthday, as we mentioned. It was kind of boring, right? I took you to dinner. I don't think we did. Oh, you know what? We did see a reggae band.
Yes,
we did.
We did
see a reggae band.
We hung out with our good friends.
That's right.
Steve and Medley.
Mm-hmm.
It was very quiet. It was nice, actually.
It was indeed.
Dinner, quiet, bands. Two. I think we've seen two. One, I think, Friday night and one Saturday night.
Well, Saturday night I played.
I know.
That's right.
That's right.
Yeah. My band, The Blueprints, played, which I'm really having a good time in that band. So let's just get into our show then. How about we just do that?
I'll play
this little intro song. My favorite kind of music, reggae. And this is about music. Japanese researchers decided to investigate the ways in which musical notes can elicit specific bodily sensations. Have you ever thought to yourself, this is how it makes me feel when I listen to this particular song, you know, like in your body or anything like that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think certain music, certain songs evoke feeling.
All right, so let's listen to this one and you tell me where you're feeling it. Like, legit, tell me where you're feeling it. Feeling it in my stomach a little bit. No? Got nothing?
No, I have something, but...
Feeling it in your other parts?
I'm feeling it in my chest.
Okay, that's good.
And down there in the boom... In the...
Whoa, you like it that much, do you?
No, it's... But that's why I didn't want to say that.
Like you're dancing, your booty. We're just gonna move on.
Wait, what do they call that zone, Mr. Yogi?
Your perineum.
No, not perineum. Isn't that your butt?
No, it's right. The perineum is like between your private bits and your butthole. That's where the perineum is.
It's also
known as the taint or gooch.
No, I don't want that either. No, so Mr. Yogi, that. It's like the sexual...
The pelvic region.
Yeah, but they call it something.
Yeah, I don't know what they call it.
Oh,
it's one of the chakras.
What good are you?
One of the chakras.
Yes.
It's a chakra. It's an energy zone. Well, anyway, they asked these 527 volunteers to map where they felt music while listening to it. And I never really thought about that. So I think from this point forward, I'm going to go, where do I feel this music when I'm listening to it?
Okay.
So anyway, this is what the participants said. Songs that were more surprising to people were felt in the heart, while predictable music was felt in the stomach. So reggae is pretty predictable to me. I did feel that in my stomach when I was listening to it. I felt a little bit of sensations in that area. Yeah. Sensations in the heart were strongly linked to musical appreciation and feelings of pleasure, which led to a decline in feelings of awkwardness and anxiety.
Hmm. Okay.
Got like my finger in.
I don't know why you do that. It's weird.
You do it, and you taught it. You taught me how to do it.
Did I?
You'd get a few papers in, and it's, I mean, full on.
Okay. Full
on. All right. Sensations in the stomach brought on by predictable chord progressions brought on feelings of calm, satisfaction, and nostalgia, which is probably why I like reggae so much.
Yeah.
I feel nostalgia when I'm listening to it. That was it. That was a really short segment.
I really like the band that you introduced me to, Stick Figures.
Stick Figures, great.
Really good. I like it.
Stick Figure's great. We do a couple of their songs in the reggae band. Mm-hmm. Reggae band I haven't been focusing on as much because I've been pretty, pretty on with The Promise lately. So I don't know what the listeners know. I really legit don't know what they know because it's been so long since I've said anything. But I'm in three bands. I'm in the reggae project where I sing and play keys. And then I got into a new band called The Blueprints, and we're very busy. It's a gigging band. We make some money. And then there is the Promise, which is busy as well. And I've actually been making a little bit of chump change from that band, which is surprising. $50 here, $50 there. we've played at two libraries so far. We got a third library.
What'd you get
in September?
Tips, the one where we went to the event one.
The event.
Yeah, like they held it in their little
Yeah, we got about $150 in tips.
That, I thought there was quite a bit of money in that.
Isn't
bucket.
That crazy?
Yeah.
It was a retirement community, and you know those folks.
Yeah, that's where you got to go.
That old money, just hanging on to their money. And
looking for some fun.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Old people want to party too, you know.
Well, that was it. I need to give that like something here. Hang on a minute.
You need to give what?
That segment was like, let me see. It's like. This wasn't that good.
Well, it was like mine woman, aren't going to get any better.
It was like a woman doing whatever she was doing there with that sound effect. Yeah. What do you think that woman's doing? Let's do it again.
No, let's not. Yeah.
Sure.
It sounds like she's
giving birth to a poop. All right, well, let's get into your segment then. Oh, it's money. So listen up, folks. Listen to this and tell me what you think this is because Mindy couldn't tell. Wait for it. Ooh. Ooh. That's a lot of money.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think I've ever withdrew that or it took that long.
Money, money, money.
That's an ATM machine, in case you didn't know.
Money. So that's my riveting segment.
Yeah, sound effect.
All right, I have the richest people in the world, Jason.
Yeah.
And Forbes has released the 2024 Rich List. It's ranking of the world's wealthiest people. There's 10 on this list. Who might you think would be the first, the richest?
Well, I did catch a glimpse of the list. I don't know those people that are on top, but I think number two is Elon Musk.
That is correct.
And then Bezos is next.
Yeah.
And then you got Bill Gates.
Nope. Nope.
You got Zuckerberg.
Zuckerberg is next.
He's fourth. And then you got Gates.
Zucker.
I know what it is.
Yeah, yeah. So the first one, I didn't know who they were until I read what they do. Bernard Arnault and family, their net worth is $233 billion.
Crazy.
They have 75 fashion and cosmetic brands, which, you know, go figure. You can make
Olsen twins?
No. Well, yeah, those two
Kardashians.
Girls. Kardashians. There you go. They make a lot of money in makeup, cosmetics. So anyway, and their brands include Louis Vuitton and Sephora. Sephora's huge.
Sephora's it's a chain, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. So no wonder. Then you said Elon Musk at $195 billion.
So crazy.
Yeah. He has co-founded, obviously, Tesla, SpaceX, which is right next to us.
Do you know what he started with? He started with a lot of things, but the one thing that really kicked him off?
Wasn't it Tesla?
PayPal.
Oh, PayPal. Really?
Yeah. So really interesting story about him. He started PayPal and then he sold it. And he sold it for $180 million. And he invested every single last drop of that money into Tesla and SpaceX. He was living with friends.
Wow.
He went from being that guy to living with friends and emptying every single bit of it out to keep those companies afloat. And now look at the man. Not that you may not like the man. I mean, there's people that don't like the man, you know, for some of the things that he does. But you have to have a lot of respect for what he was willing to do for something he believed in. Pretty amazing. And now the universe rewarded him.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Anyway, so Tesla, SpaceX, tunneling startup, Boring Company, and three others. Jeff Bezos, $194 billion, founded e-commerce giant Amazon in 1994, and Blue Origin, which is...
He funds Blue Origin,
funds Blue Origin, which is right next to SpaceX.
I don't believe he makes any money on Blue Origin. He's just dumping money into it.
That's crazy because we've seen the building.
It's beautiful.
It's massive.
Beautiful building.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mark Zuckerberg, $177 billion. Now, these are billion dollars.
It's crazy to think about.
Yeah.
Can't even think about it.
Yeah. And we all know what Mark Zuckerberg did.
Yep.
Larry Ellison, $141 billion. He's chairman and chief technology officer and co-founder of software giant Oracle.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Yep, yep.
And he owns 40% of that.
Wow, that's wild.
Warren Buffett, $133 billion, known as the Oracle of Omaha. He's one of the most successful investors of all time.
Mm-hmm.
Bill Gates is next at $128 billion. He diversified his fortune from software, which we
Microsoft.
All know.
Yep.
And, you know, he has dozens of other holdings, including waste disposal firm Republic Services and tractor maker Deere & Company.
Oh, like John Deere?
Mm-hmm, that's what I'm thinking.
Really? Wow. So, smart man.
Yeah. Steve Ballmer, $121 billion. He's former CEO of Microsoft, who led the company from 2000 to 2014. And then the number nine is Muzcik Abani. I'm probably butchering that, but at $116 billion. He chairs and runs Reliance Industries, which has interest in petrochemicals, oil, gas, telecom, retail, and financial services.
All over $100 billion, these
are
folks.
All, yep. That and then wild. The last one is Larry Page at $114 billion. He stepped down as CEO of Alphabet, the parent company of Google.
Isn't that weird?
Mm-hmm.
I've never even heard of Alphabet, parent company of Google.
Yeah.
Never heard of it. Wild. That's a lot of money. We recently had the lottery here. The mega, was at 1 billion,
mm-hmm.
1 billion.
1.3, 1.2.
And so we played, you know, of course everybody plays when it gets that high, everybody plays. So then it just keeps going up and up and up and up. And it was just going up a lot. So we're like, we're going to win this.
Didn't our neighbor say he won like
140 bucks? Chuck won 140 bucks. Something like that.
Must be nice. We didn't even get one number.
Not one number.
No.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, and look, some of these people probably bought. I mean, how many people? When you get to that level, like we're buying two quick picks. Like, really? Yeah. There's people there's probably groups of people at work that are buying multiple.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
Several lines.
Yeah. Like, it's going to increase your chances. Mm. But yeah, somebody won it. Somebody from Oregon or something like that won it. Ended up with what is it after taxes? $600 million. Can you even imagine that?
No.
I can't even imagine that. That's so wild.
That's funny
to
money.
Think about.
Like, you just cannot comprehend it.
I can't. All right. Well, let's get into, do we have, where's the question? Is it on the table? Can you go grab it for me? Yeah. I think it's on the thing.
Yeah, it is. But I actually probably have it.
Do you? Okay. Well, then I'll play the jingle.
Let me see.
Hang on. Here it comes. Come for you to answer the question of the podcast. It's coming your way real, real fast. Yeah, baby, you know the time has come for you to answer the question. That's right, baby. And you have it, right?
I do. So when you're down, what do you do to feel better?
I had a lifetime of experiencing being down, a lifetime of it. And so my technique was, and it wasn't even really that I did it intentionally to not feel down. I just did it because it was what I needed to be doing in life. And that was, I always had something to look forward to. I stayed busy playing music. I did a lot of different things. So that's what I do. I stay busy doing things I enjoy to keep me from feeling down.
Okay.
That's what I do.
I think just knowing who you are.
Yeah.
Your thing. It helps. Music for sure.
Music is one of them for sure, but podcasting as well. And just being creative, you know, being creative in things I like to be creative in, you know?
Right. Minus nature. I like going for walks.
Yeah.
I like looking at water.
Took a walk today. It was so nice.
I did
my goodness.
Too. So great.
Listen to the birds.
So nice. And this is the best time of year right now in Florida.
So great.
And I walked around our little mile area that we got here, and it goes down into the park, and it's really pretty to see the water in the morning with the sun coming up.
Yeah, very much so. Very much so.
So I like nature type stuff.
That's good. Nature's good.
All right. So Kim says, smoke pot.
Hey, to each their own.
To each their own, right? Yeah. And then Mike
definitely
says, Kim beat me to it. All right. Tina says, pray, take a walk.
Well, that's good.
Watch something funny on TV.
Oh, yeah. You know what? I'll steal that from Tina. I do that too.
you know, we like watching music on TV as well. That always kind of lifts us with other people getting joy from music.
You know, I think I'm going to really reveal my intelligence level here and reveal a little bit about everybody who's been listening knows me, right? Mm-hmm. But we stumbled across Jack Vale, who does
YouTube videos,
the Pooter mm-hmm. YouTube videos. And it's amazing how much it's one of those things where, you know, you go, hey, support small business. Mm-hmm. Well, we're doing YouTube stuff. We support YouTube a lot. We watch YouTube a lot. Mm-hmm. Not YouTube TV, but YouTube itself. Anyway, Jack Vale, he has this little thing that he sells. It's called a Pooter. And he's really good at making the fart sounds, and it's the best, like, mood changer that you could possibly think of.
Yeah, whenever we
so funny.
Have felt down, we'll watch something and we'll just be dying laughing because people take themselves way too
they
serious
do.
And it's just too hilarious.
I love the ones that don't.
Yeah.
They just, you know, but their facial expressions, it's so great. They do a great job. And, you know, he does well. I mean, he's been doing that a long time. So,
all right. Mike Toker said, eat or hike?
Eat. Yeah.
Deuce. Hi, Deuce. He said, take a long, fast drive in the countryside. And I bet it's in one of his little fancy red Corvettes.
They're not that little.
They're not.
Does he still have the two? I think he does.
At one point he had three. So maybe he has two.
Three?
Yeah. I thought he had three.
I thought he only had two.
A brand new one, an old one. And I thought kind of one right in the middle, but I could be wrong.
Well,
he's probably gonna tell me I'm wrong. All right. B said, connect with nature. I'm right there with you, B.
Yeah.
Carol Chappell. Hi, Carol. She said, go for a walk on the beach. The sound of the waves and air. I love that. That's one of my favorites. Put on upbeat music and dance.
Yeah.
I should do that more often.
Dance.
No, just listen to music in the house. I rarely do that because it's either podcasts. I'm listening to podcasts all
the
time. You
do listen to podcasts a lot.
But I need to change it up. And then she says, have a hug and talk with my hubby. That
hugs
is
are
the
great.
Best. Yeah.
Hugs are great.
Jeffrey said, spend time with my wife. Very good.
Those are great answers. Now, by the way, anybody that's a first-time listener, we read this stuff on the Facebook. That's where Mindy posts it. That's where we get a lot of stuff going on there. So.
And actually, I had to repost this because it had been so long since we podcasted.
Long
but
time.
I got, you know, in a day, I think I posted it. I got, you know, all of these fine people responding.
It's great.
And then in our other social, the Jason and Mindy podcast page, David Bender said, good beer. Nice.
Good beer.
Uh-huh. And Rod Walker said, listen to music.
Good beer is good. I find that I can't drink anymore. I think I mentioned this before. Man, I had some whiskey when we recorded the Honey Badgers podcast. Hopefully you guys are listening to that and enjoying it. It's a fun show.
You guys had a great, this last one was pretty great with your little stories.
It's fun.
Near-death experiences.
It's fun. That was Chase's idea, the near-death experience.
I thought David's was the funniest though.
David's was great. So that's why I say, if you don't want to listen to the whole show, right, just stay tuned to our YouTube page because we're going to be releasing all the little clips of it, you know, the video versions of it. Anyway, I had some whiskey that day. I like to enjoy a little bit of whiskey. I can't do it anymore. I instantly have a headache. If I'm not pounding water while I'm drinking the whiskey, then it's instant headache. I woke up in the middle of the night with a headache. Mm. Bummer.
Yeah.
Bummer.
Yep.
Oh, well.
I remember those days. I used to like drinking.
Yep. But I mean, I'll have a cider. Beer, I can have an occasional beer.
Good old H2O.
Yeah, H2O is great. Is that it?
That is it. That All right. is.
All right. Well, the question of the podcast, oops. Hang on a second.
Drum roll, please.
We're almost out of these. Actually, I think we'll be okay. But well, if we do it at more frequency.
I see them at a store.
A tough. You can get some more?
I could buy another pack.
Get another pack. All right. So here's the question. Would you choose to be the worst player on a winning team? I think we've done this before. It's like a would you rather almost. No, we've done this before. This has been a question we've done before. Worst player on a winning team or best player on a losing team? I've heard that one before, so we're not doing it.
Wow. Okay, he just made that decision.
It's legit. I remember doing it.
Okay.
Not maybe not a question of the podcast, but we've had it as a question. I think it was a would you rather. Would you rather be? All right. What's your favorite quotation? You got one.
Oh, yeah.
I know yours. I know yours right now. And stick to yours, by the way. You'll need it. Your favorite quotation, that is.
Thank
so
you.
Mindy will post this on the social medias. And what I mean by social media is Facebook. it'll be on her page, which she gets a lot of stuff on her page. Mm-hmm. And then it'll be on J&M. And then it'll also be on Low Tree Studios. Also, look at Low Tree Studios. I'll be posting some stuff on there from time to time. But that is it. Let's get into your segment, Mindy. And this is what I chose for it. You didn't like this sound effect.
Whatever.
But I think it's appropriate.
Yeah, I think for some of them, yes.
All right.
Taxi!
Taxi!
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, it's the most overrated tourist attractions.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we've been to some of these. According to a consultation with 10 travel and tourism review sites, these are the most overrated. The first one is Mount Rushmore near Keystone, South Dakota.
Never been there. Have you been there?
I have not. I've seen pictures of it. And of course, the pictures look great, right? But yeah. I've been to places where the pictures look great. And then when you get there, it's so commercialized that it doesn't even look like.
Or it's in a weird place.
Yeah. Or it's like surrounded by like, you know, city buildings and stuff like that. Yeah.
I've heard that about the pyramids. The pyramids, like, the pictures they have, like, well, it looks like in the middle of the desert, but there's a city like right behind them or something like that.
Yeah. So I do not know about that one. We have never been. Of course, we could because now we're on the East Coast. So we could.
It's not on the East Coast.
I know,
it's
but
like
we could
middle.
Travel up this side rather than, you know, California was a long way.
Everything
where we
from California is far, yeah.
The next one is Las Vegas. We've been there many times. I don't want to say it's overrated because I think there's lots to do in Vegas, but I will say a weekend is good enough.
Oh, any longer?
Yeah. It's just,
you're going to be broke for one.
Right.
It's that place like no other wants to take your money.
Yeah. Yeah.
There's no other place like it. There's nothing you can do that doesn't require you to spend something. Mm-hmm. Even just those stupid girls who walk around and they come up and take a, that happened to me. Guilty. They did it to me on my birthday weekend when we went there with David and Stephanie. Snuck up on me and took a picture, all cute. And then they put their palm out.
Yep. Give me some money because.
And I was like, oh shit. I thought you were just giving me a freebie.
You know, there's no freebies in life.
They get dressed up like that for nothing and walk around with their boobs hanging out. There's
they're hoping to get suckers like you looking at
them. I was a victim.
Victim, my butt.
But they like, you'll walk around there. So Fremont is very much like that. Fremont Street. And so you'll see these like, you know, sometimes a little bigger girls, you know, with junk everywhere. You know what I'm saying?
Oh,
and,
yeah.
And just an X of duct tape over the nips walking around.
Yep.
It's wild.
Yeah, it is pretty wild. You see a lot in Vegas, that's for sure. But okay, so I do want to say that I don't think we've been there one time and did the same exact thing.
You could
There's
do something
always
different every time.
Something different. So I'm going to say no on the overrated because I
it is not overrated.
So many cool things to do in Vegas.
So many.
But a weekend is long enough.
You could just stay in your one hotel.
And
you could stay in your one hotel and have a great weekend and not leave the hotel and go all the shows and all the little clubs and everything that's there and gamble and whatever else.
You are
one hotel.
So right. Because some of those big ones are, I mean, is miles of walking in just one of them. So All right. Next one. Plymouth Rock, Plymouth, Massachusetts. Never been there.
Never been.
Couldn't even tell you.
Yeah, I wouldn't know.
So if anybody wants to comment.
I've never even been to Massachusetts. I've never even been to that section of the United States, that upper corner.
Me neither.
Yeah.
And this goes for the next one, although we do have a couple friends that live there, Times Square in New York.
And I'm not interested at all.
You know, you and I, what is that thing that floats around on the TV screen? It's like pictures of the world or
screen
something.
Screensavers, yeah.
Screensavers.
On Apple TV.
And they have one of like New York. And it's so dark.
Oh.
And so many tall buildings. Seem like you would never see daylight.
Never see sun.
Or it would be cold, damp, dirty. I don't know. I just, when I think of New York.
No, not interested. We did Chicago and I'm good.
Chicago was a beautiful city.
Beautiful.
But it's kind of the same. the buildings were tall. It was kind of chilly.
Well, that was in April, though. And in April, it is still chilly there. Yeah. Was it April?
I think so.
It was a year ago, right? Yeah. It was a little bit, March or April, something like that.
Yep. Lombard Street in San Francisco. Now, you and I have
That's that one curvy one, right? I think that's that curvy street. I've never been there. It's that one that's super, super windy.
I have been there. But
that seems overrated.
I think San Francisco used to be beautiful.
I loved it going there.
But I do not know what the condition of it is now because, you know, there's a lot of homeless there.
I'll tell you what's not overrated. The Golden Gate Bridge is not overrated. That's pretty dang remarkable.
Yeah, I could, you know, I thought for sure we could walk across it. Man, we took a few steps in and that wind was so strong.
No. Hang on. I could have.
You.
And would have.
Probably.
You didn't want to.
No, I took. No.
You thought you were going to be blown off the thing.
It was so strong. Yeah. You're kind of an idiot, though. You'll just kind of. You kind of just will go where.
It's fun, though.
All right. Hollywood Walk of Fame, Hollywood, California.
Totally overrated.
Overrated.
And everybody wants to go there. And it's dirty. And it's like, maybe it's because we live there. But.
Okay. So when we were really young, we moved there. It was many, many years ago. So we moved there. Right. And that was one of the first things we did. So I remember, and I was probably a teenager then. And I remember walking down the streets and looking at the stars and thinking to myself, why do people want to go here? It's dirty.
Yeah. That's interesting that you felt that way. I liked going there because it's, you know, being a California native, it was cool to ride my skateboard around down there and do my thing. But I never understood why tourists wanted to go there, you know? And I think that tourists think they're going to see a star just walking around on Hollywood Boulevard or something. And they're not.
No.
They don't even go around there. What happens on that street isn't movies.
Nope. Yeah. And maybe it was that way back in the day. I'm not even sure why it got its name, but there are, you know, a lot of stars everywhere you walk. There's a star, but maybe for the mere mention of that is what people get in their head that.
Yeah.
It's not.
Maybe it's overrated because we live there, but I wouldn't say people should avoid it. I mean, it's cool to go to Hollywood. Hollywood's cool. It's a cool place, but I wouldn't make your whole trip up. I wouldn't have a high expectation.
It's like a day and you're done. Yeah, you've seen it all.
For sure.
And the last one is Bourbon Street in New Orleans. Never been.
Overrated, huh? I still want to go, though.
We had some podcast friends that lived in New Orleans.
They still do. They moved there from Chicago, actually. David and Juliet. Mm-hmm. I'll tell you what's not overrated is Broadway Street is not overrated in Nashville. That's pretty dope. That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
But I would like to go to like the Writer's Row.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't go there. See, I went with my friends. And you know how you love your friends.
Yeah.
And I love the Honey Badgers. I love them. But we're very different, me and them.
Yes.
Like I love music and I play music and none of them are artistic. They're not like the artistic people. That's not a critique because they have qualities that I wish I had. But I would sit and watch those bands. Mm-hmm. You know, I would be like, if I took you and me, we would go watch bands. That's what we would focus on. And we'd sit and we'd have a drink and we'd watch a full couple sets. It couldn't get them to stay
5 minutes.
Yeah, you know, we did watch one band one time, but that was not what they wanted to go there for. And that's okay. We still had fun, but yeah. I would have spent way more time watching the bands. But
yeah, I think it would be cool to go there one night and just kind of bar hop.
Be so cool. You'd love it. It is, I mean, as a musician, I go, man, this would be awesome. These people make a living doing it. Mm-hmm. They're just doing a great job. It's really, really, really cool. I think Tina just texted us. What'd she say?
I have.
Read it because she's going to hear our show.
Oh.
I just saw a text come through. Hey, I don't know what she said. Man, I don't know if I'm going to read it. So hang on a minute.
Yeah.
Let's see. Oh, happy Monday. And Steve's frame. We'll read it later.
Yeah.
That's not for podcast. Not saying it's private or anything, but I don't really want to read it right now on the show.
She may not appreciate you.
She might not. She might not. It might not be appropriate. All right. Well, let's get into fun facts. All right, Mindy. Ooh, watch the Masters this weekend. Scotty Scheffler won. I didn't watch the whole thing because it looked like he was going to win. That's pretty interesting.
He's killing it.
Oh, so good.
Last year and this year.
Last 3 years.
Yeah.
Just killing it. I don't know why I brought... Oh, because it's coming up for my next segment. Shh, quiet. Half of all bank robberies in the U.S. are done on a Friday, apparently.
On a Friday?
TGIF.
Wow. Interesting.
Yeah.
All right. You like a Sammy, right?
I do like sandwiches.
Well, the Earl of Sandwich, John Montagu, I probably have that wrong.
Sandwich is a place. Anyway, read on.
Yeah, thanks. Who lived in the 1700s reportedly invented the sandwich so he wouldn't have to leave his gambling table to eat. His name was John Montagu.
Montagu. red-haired men are most likely to go bald.
Hmm.
It's that thin hair.
I don't know if I've seen many red-haired men bald.
Bill Burr is bald.
Oh, that's true. That's true.
So
He would not appreciate you saying that.
So he doesn't listen to me. He doesn't give a shit about me. So is what's his name? Richie Cunningham, who, you know, the director.
Yeah.
It was Opie. He's bald now, too.
Oh, wow. All right. Mine?
Yeah.
Okay. The heart of the blue whale, the heart of it.
Yeah.
Is the largest animal on Earth, of course. It's the heart of it is 5 feet long and weighs 400 pounds.
Wow.
The whale in total weight is 40,000 pounds.
Jeepers.
Blue whale.
That's wild. Fun facts in the books.
It's time to do the news.
Do you notice we have a stupid dance?
I do. I was dancing.
For each one of these.
Dancing
jingles.
For the question of the podcast, too. All right. So the Masters golf tournament just wrapped up. Did you know? So Scotty Scheffler won his second. They call it a green jacket when you win the Masters, which is at Augusta in Georgia. Tiger Woods has five
green jackets. Five of them? Wow. I remember.
Five.
When he was in his prime. I remember him winning quite a bit.
Crazy.
But that's a lot.
Five. He did horrible. He was like plus 16 or something like that. It was really, really bad.
That's why I asked you when, you know, I was out there in the kitchen. I was like, do you think it's because, you know, of that major accident he was in?
He's older too. He doesn't golf like these other guys. He's not doing as much. But he made the cut. He was just 24th or something like that in a row, which is a record. Mm. But then he just totally blew it. Mm. Funeral arrangements are being made for O.J. Simpson, who died last week at the age of 76.
That's so crazy. When I read that, I was like, really? He died? But I'm like...
Who cares?
Yeah. Isn't that sad? Who cares?
I mean, I probably wouldn't have cared necessarily anyway. I don't know him. I guess I care more, you know, I care about people. It's not that I don't care. Hello? Where's this old phone coming from?
I thought I turned that off. I apologize. How rude.
That's quite all right. In an interview, Mindy, Leonardo DiCaprio said he thinks of himself as an underdog. what happened? As an underdog. I don't know why. I don't know why that even matters.
Is this stupid news?
It's just. Fun fact of the day, roughly 6 billion people on Earth own a phone. Wow, that's a lot. But only 4.5 billion have access to a working toilet. Wow.
What?
Priorities.
Right? Yikes. Right.
A study shows social media is responsible for making people ruder.
That's okay. We're down a shower.
We are down a shower. What does that have to do with? We still have a shower, though.
We have
an old shower. Okay. We'll explain the shower. That's interesting, right? All of a sudden, I was taking a shower because Mindy and I, because we, it's the two of us.
We have our own bathroom.
We have separate lives.
Don't be embarrassed.
I have my own.
I don't want you don't in mine. Mine. You don't want me in yours.
And now I'm in yours, but I'll tell the listeners why. All of a sudden, it just wasn't working. And I don't know what happened. I can't figure out what happened.
I think I know what happened.
What?
I think you took apart the...
Did nothing. I did nothing like that.
I think you hit the little...
Might have hit it.
What do you call that little toggle thing?
Yeah.
And I think it broke off and dropped down into the abyss.
I mean, I have a right to be clumsy and maybe hit things that should work, first of all.
Well, true, but I really think that's what happened.
Out. Can't get it out.
And because it's an old cast iron tub.
Let me explain it so people know how they function, right? It's not just a stopper that goes down in the drain. It's this thing that goes down and it's inside your pipe that goes down in there and it stops the water and it's on a little lever.
Yeah.
Well, we think that's the problem. Well, how do you get to it?
You can't.
It's behind the toilet. So I'm like we have this really cool laundry hamper thing that's built into the wall. So I took that off. And then there's a backing piece of the cabinet and I can see back there. And we tried everything else. I tried a snake. I'm like, maybe it's just stuck. Nope. It's definitely that thing. So I got to go back there and be a plumber. So we're probably just going to call somebody. So that's
gonna happen. Yeah. I was going to say, no, you're not.
That's what's going to happen.
You're not touching that piping.
All right. Well, I'll touch some piping whenever I want.
I hope not.
All right. Quiet. Yep. Coffee. According to a survey.
Wow. We had to listen to that.
It's a jingle. Mm-hmm. It's a segment. According to a survey, 2,000 coffee drinks. There are 2,000. What? According to a survey of 2,000 coffee drinkers in the U.S., those who prefer cold brew and iced coffees are more likely to prefer sunny weather and binge watch science fiction shows.
Where are you getting your information today?
I just wonder how they get there. You know, how they get to that.
Yeah. How do you arrive to that assumption, right?
Yeah.
So if you're a cold coffee drinker.
You like science fiction.
And I can see the sunny weather.
You like to binge watch science fiction. And you like sunny weather. Of course, that makes sense, right?
Now, I like cold coffee
drinks. Cold coffee on a hot day.
But I can tell you, I do not like science fiction.
I love sunny weather and hot coffee and hate science fiction. I am not this person.
Yeah, but I like the cold coffee drinks, sunny weather.
More than hot coffee?
Yeah, more than hot.
Really?
I do like a cold brew.
All right. Well, cold coffee lovers are also more likely to be introverted and travel more than those who prefer hot coffee. Isn't that true? I travel with my hot coffee and my thing.
Yeah.
And I go in the little...
Every day.
Thermos thing.
Work thermos.
And are more likely to enjoy the music of artists like Megan Thee Stallion. I don't know about this list.
Yeah, it's sounding...
It's a little suspect. Hot coffee drinkers, then, are more likely to be extroverts. What? They are also more likely to prefer overcast weather. Enjoy comedy shows. See, the overcast weather is getting me. I moved to Florida.
Yeah, there's...
And I lived in California.
No,
it's
no.
Not real. Mm-hmm. And listen to artists like Taylor Swift.
Well, that's your bestie.
All right. Hot coffee drinkers are more likely to be a baby boomer. I'm not, though, right? I'm not. No, I'm not that old. In fact, 94%... No, I'm not. I'm not a baby boomer.
Oh, no, you're not.
Yeah.
That's our parents, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
Hot coffee drinkers are also more likely to be baby boomers. In fact, 94% of people over the age of 56 prefer a hot mug of Joe. I'll show you a hot mug of Joe. Okay. Coffee drinkers would rather give up social media. Ooh, okay. 22%, television, 18%, alcohol, 18%, and video games, 4%, then coffee. Oh, yeah, of course. I'd give up all those things. I'd give up alcohol. I don't play video games. And I mean, I watch television, but I'd give it up for coffee.
Yeah. You'd give up anything.
I like coffee, dude.
Yeah, you're kind of a...
I enjoy my coffee.
You'll have it like 2 cups in the morning.
More than that. More than that.
Really?
Yeah. Probably 3 cups.
Well, I know. Always see you with 2.
No, and it's 3 mugs, but how many cups is it actually? It's probably like 6 cups.
That's 8 ounces. Our coffee cups are measure 8 ounces.
Okay. All right. Whether it's oat milk, almond milk, soy milk, hemp milk, or regular dairy, 1 in 4 coffee drinkers would rather go without their cup of Joe altogether if preferred whitener isn't available.
This is so true.
I'll still drink it.
I'm not a fan. Although I'll still drink it. I was starting to get used to really tasting the flavors of different coffees.
Black coffee. Yeah.
Because I was drinking it black, but just, you know, always go back to the... I love half and half in mine.
Ugh, wrecks my stuff. You know, I remember I was having for years. Okay, this is interesting. For years, I was having stomach problems. I'm like, what is wrong with my stomach? Remember, I used to tell you that all the time.
All the time.
Oh my God, my stomach is...
bitch stomach.
And so I stopped putting creamer in my coffee. And now I do like oat milk or whatever else. There's different ones. And also I stopped having ice cream. Mm-hmm. And I got sherbet. Oh, that sherbet's bomb, dude.
I didn't know you've been
so good. It's so good. Like delicious. Anyway, and now I don't have stomach problems. It's crazy.
Well, it just not too long ago, I bought some mint and chip for my birthday.
Wrecked me.
Yay. He had some and he was like, we had to go somewhere.
Wrecked me.
And you were just like, oh my God, it's the ice cream.
Totally. But I can have cheese. That's the weird part. I can have cheese. Maybe it has enzymes. I can have yogurt as well. Yogurt doesn't do that to me, but it's milk and creamer. Cream. Yeah. What else? Ice cream.
Ice cream.
Cream. There it is. Cream.
Cream.
All right. Well, that's that. water cooler, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Can't wait.
You love this.
Always need extra help, you know?
Well, live, you'll get it. Remember that? You used to get help.
I used to. I know. I can't wait.
Yeah. All right.
All right.
Studies show that you're more likely to have nightmares if you do this. What is it? It's going to be a tough one.
Nightmares if I...
I'm going to have to drop...
Studies show.
Studies show. It. That you're more likely to have nightmares if you do this. What is it?
Staring at your like
device
screen,
before bed
device for too long.
Nope.
Watch scary movies.
Nope.
How about, I don't know.
It's something you do while you sleep. It's a choice you made before you went to sleep and you're doing it while you sleep.
Grind your teeth?
You have no choice on that, I don't think.
So it's something that you've chosen to do before you went to bed.
Uh-huh. And you're doing it while you sleep.
And you're doing it while you're asleep. Oh, drinking alcohol or something?
I don't know how you do that while you're sleeping. You can literally do it. You can literally do it while you're sleeping.
Oh. Hmm.
You and I don't do it. I don't think we really ever have.
Really? This is interesting.
Yeah.
You and I don't do it.
Nope.
Oh. You can do it before.
You make the choice to do it, and then you do it while you're sleeping. Make the choice to do it before you do it. Before you go to sleep. And then while you're sleeping, it is the thing.
That sounds so like it sexual. No. Okay, I'm totally wrong on that one.
I mean it's not sexual. It's could be sexy.
You
did
strip
you hear
naked? I was thinking, is that it?
Sleep naked.
Yeah.
It says it causes nightmares apparently.
Interesting. Maybe because you're just like, you know, vulnerable. You're in
the, I don't know.
In the nude, you know.
I don't do it.
So it, subconsciously you're like.
You know why I don't do it?
Kind of. Wait, yeah. I know why.
Tell me why. You don't know why. I bet you don't know why.
I do.
Okay, tell me why.
Because I'm sure guys don't want their slong.
Slong.
Flapping, you know.
It's not flapping. I'm not running.
While you're like answering the door.
Might roll over on
maybe,
it.
You know, if the door rang or.
That's,
you know.
You're getting closer. When we lived in California, there's always this risk, this worry. Is there an earthquake or something like that, right? I don't want to be naked.
I know.
In January or something like that when it's 30 degrees out and there's an earthquake.
Exactly.
So I just started wearing
I'm kind like of that
shorts
way too.
And a shirt.
I had a stepdad and he slept naked all the time. He'd get up and just.
I just can't do it.
All of his glory.
I don't like my legs touching. I'm weird about that stuff. All right, well, let's get
in. That's that should have been something for one of the questions I got coming up.
Oh, okay. Well, here we go.
All right. Confession time, Jason.
Confession time.
Mm-hmm. What's your weirdest habit? Now we were gonna answer this for each other.
Okay. Yeah, I think that I'm gonna need you to answer it for me.
I have one that you do.
Cool. I look forward to hearing what it is.
I bet you'd. So, Jason, yeah. If you can see, he's well. Actually, you can't. But we are sitting at a desk. Mm-hmm. It's a desk we made, and we sit directly across from each other, and.
Can't see the desk, but you can see that we're facing each other.
Yeah. So he'll have his headphones on, much like he is right now. Mm-hmm. So you guys all got a vision of him. But he's usually got his face in the computer and he's listening to something.
Yeah.
And what he doesn't know is I'm sitting across the desk listening to him and he's...
I don't know that I do that. That's news.
Or you'll
that's...
be tapping and you'll be like, and I'm like, what's he breathing for? And I'll look up.
That's good. I didn't know that.
Or you'll
me.
Be like this. You'll be like, and I'll be like, I'll look over and I'm like,
I'm totally not conscious that I do that. It's probably when I'm editing music. Cause I can't hear myself doing it with headphones on.
Let's see.
That's interesting. Oh, so you, okay, this is one of Mindy's, I'll give you two. One of your weird ones that tripped me out when I met you is you talk to yourself, dude. Like.
Is there any wonder?
You talk to yourself while you're packing, while you're doing anything. And it took me, you're lucky I stuck with you is what I'm saying.
I know, right?
Like, what is wrong with this
chick?
I
didn't even consider it weird.
It's very weird. I don't talk to myself when I do shit.
But
I mean,
like,
I may groan while I'm doing you do audio editing.
Grunt sounds and weird sounds. So
yeah, another thing you do. This is another thing. When you're nervous, like you'll see something or you'll see somebody or you'll be in a situation you're uncomfortable with, you'll go,
God. How embarrassing.
And I'll go, Mindy.
You're doing it again. I know. I've heard you
that one. You do know that you do.
Well, that's embarrassing.
And then you laugh a little.
I'm like,
bit.
Did I really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is the great thing about video. You can see my face. You'll have a half smile and you go. It's adorable.
Oh my gosh.
It's funny.
So embarrassing. Okay, we gotta move on. All right, what artist would be your dream music festival headliner?
Sting.
Ah, I knew you were going to say that. Yep. And it could be from any era.
See, Sting. I would love to see Chris Stapleton be pretty sweet. Even though it's pretty accessible. He's pretty accessible compared to Sting. I think
Chris
Sting
Stapleton.
Would be.
What's that new guy? Teddy
Swims. Yeah, he's pretty Teddy accessible Swims. Too. You can watch him.
Yeah, I was going to say, and we've seen a lot of our like faves, you know, but I think, you know, so I'm going to pick an era that I wished I could have, because I think they'd be a great festival artist to see, would be Fleetwood Mac.
Yeah, they would be pretty good.
I just think she's, you know, has that vibe anyway.
Stevie Nicks.
Stevie Nicks, yeah. So yeah, that would be mine. Okay, so next question. What's the worst possible thing you could say when you get pulled over?
I only had 5 drinks. I don't know. That's probably pretty bad.
Yeah.
No, I haven't been drinking or something. I don't know.
I think one of the worst things you could do is argue why you even got pulled over.
I never do. I don't do that. I don't know.
I think you just be quiet.
I just have, you know, I think my parents taught me to have respect, you know, and I just in general had respect. Yeah. I'm always a little nervous when they do pull me over. And but I'm very like respectful. I mean, it's a hard job. I know they're sneaking up on me, wondering what I'm doing. You know, if I'm fiddling around for my driver's license or whatever.
But I've seen a lot of videos where people, the first thing out of their mouth as soon as the cop walks up is something smart ass, or they're arguing or something, and you're like, dude, just shut up, because the cop may say, "Have a nice day. Don't do it again."
You're just asking for problems.
Yeah.
And you're probably one of those people who's got a camera and you're, you know, that's what you do for YouTube or something.
Just piss them off.
Conflict with cops.
The other thing too, I would say is, you know, license and registration. And you say, "I don't have a license."
That wouldn't be good.
No, not good at all.
Might get you in trouble.
All right. What sound drives you right around the bend?
Snoring.
Oh, yeah.
Snoring and dog licking.
Yeah, dog licking's a good one, right? You and I will be sitting there and it's like you're hearing it over and over, and you're like, Blue, cut it out.
Yeah. He's so cute.
Mine is, this is really weird, but I don't even know if I can make the sound. You know when the kids make that, they put their lips together and they I hate that sound. Hate it.
Mm-hmm.
It's the worst.
Yeah.
When kids do it, I just cringe. I have to literally walk away.
Yeah. Ugh. I think you're allergic to kids, really.
I might be.
Yeah.
All right. What's the weirdest thing about modern life that people just accept as normal?
Cell phones.
Really?
Oh yeah, I think it's very weird if you really pay attention and walk around how much. Okay, just put yourself back to when you didn't have one, and I think I was thinking about this. I think we even discussed it with the guys on the Honey Badgers on one of our shows. Remember when you used to rely on directions?
Mm-hmm.
People give you directions. They turn at Taco Bell. It's 2 streets past the Taco Bell, and then you go. It's two doors on the right. You don't have to think about any of that. You just put directions in. And everybody's got their face in their phone all the time. And
right.
I think it's weird. I think if someone came from the 80s and came up here, they'd be like, what is going on with all these people looking at their phones, not interacting with one another? Look how many awkward kids there are nowadays. The young kids that come through, they're so weird.
Well, you know, I noticed that not too long ago. Because I'm kind of a, you know, I'll make jokes with random people that I don't even know, right? And so, you know, I just said something kind of funny to some kid, and this has happened to me before, and they just have this weird, like, they
don't understand,
that's weird blank stare, and like, what did she say to me, you know, and this kind of weird off the wall look, and then you said to me, it's probably because of kids today, they're not social, and
not
that
socialized.
Hit me so hard. I was like, that's it. They're not social. They don't know how to interact.
They're very awkward.
Because usually if it was like somebody from my day, if I had said that to another kid, they would be like laughing or like...
Something. You get some kind of
response.
Human reaction.
It was so bizarre. But when you said that day, I was like, oh my God, that's it.
100%. Yeah.
Crazy. All right. I felt like the whole working tour, old and gray, and you know, you're broken, and now you start to enjoy life. Like, why do we consider that normal.
I've always had a problem with that. Of course, you know that. I agree with. I heard something from Ben Shapiro, and Matt Walsh was talking about it too. Not that I listen. Not that I'm a right winger. I just happened to hear it, y'all, and I think they're entertaining with some things that they talk about. Some things I don't like, but anyway, point I'm trying to make is they were talking about retirement and Social Security, right? That was one of the big things that they were addressing, and how it's kind of a Ponzi scheme and whatever. I won't get into that, but the idea of retirement is kind of a weird idea, right? Because if you're doing what you love, if you are literally doing a job you love, why do you need to retire from it?
Exactly.
You only retire. And now, I get it that some people don't do jobs that they love. Guilty. And then also there's, you know, some people most of people live that way, right? Mm-hmm. So you do want to retire from that, and you want to have a second career, potentially, those sorts of things. But I think the idea of retirement is in general weird, because even if I did work, right, until my retirement age, I would still do stuff after. I would actually then begin my life.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm. So I think the concept of retirement is a weird concept.
It really is.
I mean, you should save to be able to have more free time when you're older. But if you're still alive,
you're doing work you love and you're putting away for your older years, instead of calling it retirement, instead of making it feel like you're going to be old and gray and broken.
And you're going to die 2 years after you leave your job, which a lot of people do. A lot of people do. And I could never buy into that concept. Like, hang on a minute. I have the most energy now. Mm. Why wouldn't I want to try to find a balance where I can enjoy that a little bit instead of stacking all this money away for the day that I retire? And then I'm potentially not alive for enough to really enjoy it, or at least not at my best health.
And also, how about enjoy the money that you do have within reason?
Yeah.
You know, everybody has, you know, an amount that they got to pay their bills and they got to, yep, you know, survive and stuff. But you know, enjoy it now.
I agree.
Anyway. I thought that was interesting.
Yeah.
All right. That's it.
That's it. Well, then you need your quotes, and that'll top her off.
It will.
Yeah.
I feel a little rusty, but
nah,
it started to come back. It started to come back.
Easy.
It's been a while.
Easy breezy. We've been doing this way too long.
We have. All right. So your deep thoughts that I will leave you with for the week. You can pick one that you like best.
Or all of them. Take all of them.
Or all of them.
One every day.
Right. All right, the first one up. The only sure weapon against bad ideas is better ideas.
Yep.
Keep your face always toward the sunshine and shadows will fall behind you.
Mm.
And make sure that today is so awesome that yesterday gets jealous.
Ooh.
I love that one. That's so great.
That's pretty good.
All right, when you're good at making excuses, it's hard to excel at anything else.
Gosh, so true, man.
So true.
Those are all good. I would take all of them.
I got one more.
Oh, shit.
Don't be so quick. My bad. All right? All right.
My bad.
Don't be pushed by your problems.
Oh.
Be led by your dreams.
Oh, that's perfect. That's perfect. Thank you for that, Mindy.
Welcome. Have a great week.
We're not done yet. We got a big announcement.
That's right. We promised. Look at me. I was going to leave.
You're just going to walk out of here. Ooh. All right. So we got a big announcement. When we left California 2.5 years ago, we did one of our last shows with this particular podcast.
We did.
With the assumption that we would start it back up. And we never did.
We never did.
We never did. And the time is right to start it back up. So
it is.
Tomorrow, we will be recording The Difference Between Us with David and Stephanie.
Yes. So welcome back. Between us.
Yep, we've been digging out segments. I got to get our jingle back together. I got to get all the jingles lined up.
We had a meeting with them last night, and we were reminiscing on some of the old things that we were doing, some of the old segments. So some of you that have been with us a long time know that that was a lot of fun podcast, I guess. We had lots of fun.
Yeah, well, a lot of people liked that show. People have asked when we're bringing it back, mm-hmm, and it's coming back starting tomorrow. Now, we've talked about doing it once a week. we're not sure how that's going to go. You know, we've consistency is a challenging thing with podcasting. You know, we've been doing this for 10 years now, I think. We've got lots of episodes. We've been consistent in that we haven't stopped, but you know, our consistency has waned a bit since we've moved out here. That we're going to change that. But we'll see how that goes. We're going to attempt to do it once a week. If it changes, we'll let you know. But J&M is going to, we're definitely going to try to make a very consistent effort to be once a week on Mondays. So that's going to happen, tomorrow. So look forward to that. We're very excited about it. I can't wait.
Yep.
I can't wait. So anyway, that's it for our show today. If you love what we do and want more of us, check out our website. So website's been updated a little bit. We were pondering, see this weird how life is weird, right? We were pondering getting rid of it. And then we're like, probably shouldn't, you know, let's all of a sudden it came to us like, let's dig in. Let's dig in a bit.
You said that about maybe over a month ago and we're like, We'll just see.
So I went through and I updated a little bit, but I'm going to start adding some of the YouTube stuff and YouTube information to it and build that into the page. So that'll take me some time. But either way, you don't really need to go there for the YouTube. Just go to YouTube and look up Low Tree Studios. You'll find us. All of our shows will be there. Difference Between Us, this show, Honey Badgers, and anything else we might produce. There's going to be some other shows, by
the
way.
There is.
We've been talking about some shows. We may make them episodic, where we're going to make episodes behind the scenes and then release those episodes. But we'll let you know, and they'll be video and audio. Anyway, the link for Low Tree Studios is provided in the show notes. And of course, as I mentioned a couple times, be sure to like and subscribe our YouTube page. This will help grow our page. Yep. So that we can do this way, way, way more often. But that's it. Enjoy your week. And thank you for listening to the Jason and Mindy podcast, where we feature topics that serve as an informative, and we need this nowadays,
an entertaining break from life's daily grind.
That's right. Because it can be a grind, right? There's so much politics, so many this and that. And we're just right there. We're right here for you.
Right there in the middle.
To entertain you. You don't have to think about that stuff.
Yep.
Take a break. Love you guys. We'll talk to you next week.
And don't be so serious.
Don't be so serious.
All right.
Bye.
Bye-bye.